Coming up on Encouragement Live, have you done any planning about your financial future, or for that matter, your financial present? Roxanne Intermule of His Faithful Stewards addresses this important issue tonight on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wylie, Texas, Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. And finances and money is a huge issue. It's one that's talked about a great deal in Scripture. Jesus had a great deal to say about money. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com is back with me tonight. Roxanne, great to have you on the program.
Well, thanks, Don. It's great to be here.
And I've been praying for you this week, and also praying for folks who have been devastated by the flooding down in the hill country of Texas. I know you and your team out there, as well as people all over this country, have been praying for them. And I just wanted to remind our listening family of that. There's a tremendous need for prayer. People are grieving. I think the death total is 120, and it's been there for a while, but there's still well over 160, 170 people missing and presumed dead at this point. So we need a lot of prayer for those folks, for sure, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I want to remind our listening family at the beginning of our show, you can schedule a free time to talk with Roxanne at her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Roxanne's one of the easiest people in the world I know to talk with. And to talk with her, just follow the links on the website, set up a good time to talk about a spending plan or talk about your investment portfolio or what you'd like to do with the future. You can call her office to set a time if that works better. The link there and the phone number are both on the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. There's also a free webinar coming up about will awareness and living trusts. That'll happen at 5 p.m. this coming Wednesday, July 15th. That would be 6 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Mountain Time. And you can sign up on the website under the webinar tab at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Now, Roxanne, in some ways, we are a society of planners. We have daily schedules, five-year goals. We map out our paths and try to design a life of success and happiness. But I wonder, too, how often we pause to consult the Lord when we're planning and saying, is this my plan or His? I've actually heard some people say it's wrong to plan, just trust God. But I don't think that's biblical, is it?
No, I would agree with you. I don't think it is at all. I think of Proverbs 21:5 that reminds us that the plans of the diligent lead to profit. And I believe that verse has a direct application to when we're talking about financial planning. And I believe there's other statements in Proverbs that indicate benefits for diligent planning, too, that I'm pretty sure you could quote.
Well, in fact, I made a list of those because it seemed to me that would fit right into what we're talking about tonight. Since we're coming up on a break, I'll save those until after the break. But I will remind our listening family, maybe you have a question about your spending plan or about your planning for the future, about your investment portfolio, your retirement plan. Our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIFE. And you can schedule a time to talk personally with Roxanne in confidence and at no charge, no obligation, at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Just go to that website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. There's a scheduling app there, and you can set that up, and you'll be able to visit with Roxanne. And if you're one of those people who is, shall we say, technologically challenged, and you would prefer to just call a number, the office number is on the website as well. If you have trouble getting there, get your grandson or granddaughter to help you get to the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. We'll be right back.
We're over 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, Teach Truth, Love Well.
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu.
I was so high and I was so drunk that I couldn't walk. I couldn't even stand up. I collapsed in my garage and then I awoke 2 days later in the hospital. I heard about Teen Challenge. I came here and this place has shown me that it truly does care. That's when everything changed.
At Adult and Teen Challenge, we provide hope and healing for a new drug-free future. And you can find the center nearest you at 855-END-ADDICTION or teenchallengeusa.org. Freedom from addiction starts here.
We are back with Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com and our toll-free number, 855-586-5433. And my thanks to Danny and Rodney and Keith Mayo at the Worship Channel, keeping us on target. And Roxanne, speaking of Keith Mayo, he just sent me a message during the break and reminded me that July 15th is actually a Tuesday. And I did look at the calendar and check on that. So my question for you, and this will be important for our listening family, will this be on Wednesday, which would be the 16th, or will it be on the 15th, which would be Tuesday?
Let me take a quick peek.
Always good when we double check these things, and that's why I appreciate folks like Keith who look at the calendar when they hear us say something on the air. And but we are going to find out the answer to that. And while you're looking for that, let me mention some of those statements in Proverbs. You mentioned Proverbs 21:5, the plans of the diligent lead to profit. And that certainly is a financial statement, if there ever was one, found in the book of Proverbs. And here's some other Proverbs. Some of you might want to jot these down. One of them is Proverbs 10, verse 4. It says, the hand of the diligent makes rich. And I think that is the opposite of a person who is lazy, who does not work hard. The person who is diligent is able to provide for their financial needs, Proverbs 10:4. Another reference is in Proverbs 12:24, and this verse says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. And the implication there, I believe, is one of influence, one of leadership. And again, Solomon was a great example of a diligent king. But Proverbs 12:24, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. And then Proverbs 12:27 is yet another reference. The substance of the diligent is precious. And this has the idea of laying aside in a way that you don't lose what you have laid aside. And we will be touching on that a bit later, Proverbs 12:27. And the fourth reference that I want to mention, actually the fifth, including the one that you mentioned, Roxanne, this would be Proverbs 13 and verse 4. The soul of the diligent will be fully satisfied. And to me, that speaks of peace of mind. So many people are anxious or worried about their money. Will I have enough money at the end of the month? Or is there more month at the end of my money? Or am I going to see a major downturn in the market? And how will I deal with this? We want to consult the Lord about our plans, but diligent planning is so important. Those references again, Proverbs 21:5, Proverbs 10:4, Proverbs 12:24, Proverbs 12:27, and Proverbs 13:4. And now, Roxanne, the answer to the $64 question, the Will Awareness and Living Trust webinar will be?
On Tuesday the 15th at 6 p.m. Central.
Okay, Tuesday. And I will make a note of that in my notes here. Tuesday the 15th, you can set that up. It's 6 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can sign up for that on the webinar tab at HisFaithfulStewards.com. Much more about the whole subject of building a financial plan with Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com. We'll be right back. CrossFlix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based shows for the entire family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses, such as Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to a community and join others on their spiritual journey.
CrossFlix partners with the SEAL Future Foundation and Bless IL to support American and Israeli veterans and families suffering from trauma.
CrossFlix, educate, entertain, and inspire.
60% of Christians will die with no will. Only 10% have up-to-date estate plans, virtually guaranteeing that probate courts will sort out their affairs. What does being a wise steward of God's resources mean? The Bible has a lot to say on the subject. SAT 7 offers a biblical estate planning seminar or webinar that takes the mystery out of wills, trusts, and estate planning. To learn more, visit sat7usa.org/plan.
The people of the Middle East and North Africa are familiar with hardship and struggle, but SAT 7 gives the hope of God's word to the hurting and broken.
SAT 7's new president, John Cernelia.
Our vision is to see a growing church in the Middle East and North Africa, confident in Christian faith and witness, serving the community, and contributing to the good of society and culture.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. Toni King on her book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. We're back on Encouragement Live with Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com. I want to encourage you to pray for Brad and Nikki Smithart. They're part of our team. Brad, in fact, produced this music you're listening to, and you can Google Brad Smithart and find out how to order some of the music that he has produced. I want you to pray for both of them, and also pray for Donna and for Sam and for Sarita, all three of them dealing with some major health issues, as is Brad right now. He's been dealing with some health issues for quite some time. And Roxanne Intermule back with us tonight on the program as we talk about planning, building a plan, building a spending plan, and building an investing plan, all of those kinds of things. Now, Roxanne, I think problems arise when we rely solely on our own understanding and our planning, and we fail to consult God. Help us get the balance in this.
Sure. I think there's a biblical balance between being diligent to plan and trusting God to guide us so that our plans are consistent with His direction. I also think of a verse in James 4 that warns us against making plans without consulting God and realizing that ultimately He's going to be in control.
Yeah, last Sunday I preached on Proverbs 3, and that reminds us in verses 5 and 6 to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, which is sort of exactly what James 4 was talking about. We're to acknowledge Him in all our ways so that He can direct our paths.
Yeah, and in fact, Proverbs 27:23 also reminds us to be diligent to know the state of our flocks and our herds. I mean, that's the kind of financial planning that was done in Solomon's day when that was written. And I think it's important that we understand what financial planning is and how it relates to each of us.
Yes, and this would be a great time for me to remind you that some of you need to talk with Roxanne about your financial planning, and you can do so in confidence and without a charge or cost, and she's not going to strong-arm you into buying something. I want to remind you, you can schedule a free time to talk with Roxanne on her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Just follow the links on the website, set up a good time to talk, or call the office to set a time. And while you're at it, check in on that upcoming webinar, which, as we have discovered, is on Tuesday, July 15th. That's this coming Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Mountain Time. And there is a tab at the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. And if you have some questions about wills, about living trusts, this would be a great place. I know that you'll be able to ask Roxanne questions on that. And that's very important. Roxanne, we've heard a lot of people talking about having a financial plan. I'm not sure we've ever defined that. What exactly is a financial plan?
Well, a financial plan is a comprehensive evaluation of your current financial situation, along with a map to help you meet your own goals. I mean, it typically includes detailed strategies for budgeting, saving, investing, retirement planning, and risk management.
Hmm. Now, if you're working with someone who wants to create a financial plan, which is, I know what you do to a great degree, where do you start?
Well, we always start with the end in mind, because if you don't know where you're going, you're not going to get there.
Good point.
So, So what is a person's goals? I mean, we need to look at short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals. And once we know where we're headed, we can chart a course. When we work with people on these, we encourage people to set these goals according to God's priorities and how they feel God is leading them.
Mm. Now, after you've determined your goals, what's the next step?
Well, the next step is to assess where a person is currently at. I mean, what are their assets, their debts, and we have to look at what kind of debts they have as well. Some kinds like credit card debts and car loans need to be cleared, you know, as soon as possible. Mm. But things like mortgages need more careful evaluation. So we strive to get a complete picture of everything that's in play for the person we're working with.
It's interesting. I was listening to a secular program last night on finances, and I heard the terminology good debt and bad debt. Would good debt be something that is an appreciating asset, for example, a mortgage on a home that fits within your budget, as compared to having overwhelming credit card debt at 19-20% interest?
Well, I would agree with that, too. The only thing is sometimes mortgages we have to look at a little differently. They do have an appreciating asset, which often that can be what I would call good debt. But there are some instances where it might not be good debt. So it's not a hard and fast rule on that. But yeah. I would say, yes, conclusively, your credit cards, your car loans, things like that are what I would categorize as bad debt.
All right. We've talked about goals. We've talked about figure out where you are. It's hard to know where you're going if you're not knowing where you are. You might be like the cowboy who jumped on his horse and tried to ride off in all directions at once. So now let's assume you're helping somebody create a financial plan. You start with those clear goals, then you get a full, clear, comprehensive look at their current situation. What's the next step? Once you have those pieces in place, where do you go?
Well, after those pieces are set, the order of other pieces isn't quite as important, but it's important that we cover everything. And it's important to realize that life still happens, and things often change through time. So, you know, we're drawing up a map, but we have to remain flexible with the knowledge that things often change and our plans can adjust and change with those. Sometimes the Lord changes our direction. Mm. I mean, nothing is written in concrete. It just gives us a direction. So the next thing we do is to assess and plan spending. Sometimes people have never tracked their spending, and they really have no idea where their money goes. To get a handle on that, we advise people to track their spending for a few months, and then we work up a spending plan that makes sense for them.
I want to talk more about a spending plan, because I think a lot of people maybe have not given a lot of thought to this. It's just sort of, okay, money comes in, it goes out. A friend, I want to remind you, as we talked about earlier in the show, you can schedule a free time to talk one-on-one with Roxanne through her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. There's a scheduling tab there. You can set up a time, and she doesn't charge for this. And the link for scheduling, and if you would prefer not to use that link, you can use the phone number to schedule a time, hisfaithfulstewards.com. That's also the time you can, the location. You can check on that upcoming webinar on will awareness and trust that will be on Tuesday the 15th at 6 p.m. Central Time. So what exactly is a spending plan, Roxanne? What does it look like?
Well, a spending plan starts by looking at your whole household income. how much money's coming into the household each month, because you have to know, with, there's your starting point. You have to know that first. Then it breaks down the expenses between categories. I mean, we actually have a spending plan worksheet on our website that people can download for free. They just go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and hit the link for the free spending plan worksheet. Just have to scroll down to the section about services, and there's a button right there for it. The spending plan is something they, you know, that we often, excuse me, I'm sorry, we often have revised to accomplish a person's goal, but you have to start somewhere.
Yeah, and getting that starting place, and I think for some people there is the law of inertia. They just haven't started that planning, spending plan, and this would be a great weekend, friend, for you to seriously give thought and prayer to this. Maybe sit down husband and wife together, make a list, okay, these are the sources of money that comes in. Maybe it's Social Security, retirement income, maybe it's a job, maybe a couple of jobs. Maybe a side hustle, and then maybe jot down, okay, we're paying so much for our housing, maybe it's a mortgage, maybe it's rental, paying so much on, maybe you do have a few of those leftover credit cards, you're working those down, put all those expenses down, medical expenses, and that would be a great strategy and a good way to get some help. As Roxanne mentioned, there's a worksheet on spending plan, and it's found at hisfaithfulstewards.com. So, Roxanne, do you find that a lot of people have done this, that they have spending plans, and so they know what they're spending?
No, actually, very few people have these in place. I mean, when I give our worksheet to clients to fill out, they're often really surprised at how much their monthly costs are. Mm. Frequently, someone will tell me that they don't have very many expenses and they don't spend very much. They only need like $1,000 a month or something.
Yeah.
But after they do the worksheet, I've seen people have to double, even triple, or even more the number of what they thought they needed to pay bills because they really had no idea.
Mm.
And that's why it's so important to track and plan around spending, because without that, money just seems to slip away down the drain.
Some of you are saying, Roxanne, you're telling me exactly what I'm seeing going on. So tell us about some of the other things that would go into a spending plan.
Well, if people don't have an emergency fund, then they need to start saving for one right away. They need to plan to save regularly, to fill that emergency fund up. I mean, an unexpected expense can wipe out a person's plan for a long time if they don't have some saved funds to cover. We recommend that people start with about $1,500 in an emergency fund. After that, we make a plan for paying off any bad debts.
I can hear some of you saying right now, I just don't have an extra $1,500 laying around that I could label emergency fund. But you need to start somewhere, wouldn't you say, Roxanne?
Yes, I agree. And that's just it. And that's why we would put it in this, you know, spending plan, because, you know, maybe you can only save $50 or $100 or $200 a month. Well, then you start saving that until you get to that point.
Now, what would we talked a little bit about good debt and bad debt. Let's go back to that for a minute and talk about what do you mean by bad debts? Help us understand that.
Well, any kind of debt that is not tied to an appreciating asset is not good debt. For example, when people take out car loans, you know, cars depreciate, and the interest on those loans can often increase the amount that they pay by over 20%.
Hmm.
That's bad debt. And credit cards are another example of bad debt. There are other kinds of bad debt, but those are the most common.
All right. Now, in contrast, what would you consider to be a good debt?
Okay, well, when we start talking about things like mortgage, we assess that kind of debt differently. First, you've got that appreciating asset connected to it. So we look at the interest rate on the mortgage before determining whether it should be paid off as fast as possible or whether it would be better to invest extra funds someplace that is earning higher interest than the mortgage. I mean, a lot of people have older mortgages now that are of like 3 or 4%, and that's very good debt. And sometimes it's more cost effective and better for your financial situation to be investing extra money in something that might earn 8% or more versus paying down a mortgage that's only at like 4%.
Yeah,
but mortgages don't fall under bad debt.
Yeah, and I've heard you actually mention the fact that some of the instruments that you have available and could talk with people about will actually earn a person between 8 and 13%. And so if you have a 3% or 4% mortgage and you're paying that, and you're able to an instrument that will earn you 8 to 12 to 13%, that might be a wise thing. And if you want to talk with Roxanne about that specifically, you can go to her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Set up a time to talk with her. Call the number on the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. More after this.
There are only two ways that your affairs will be settled after you pass away. Your way or the government's way. For anyone without a will or trust in place, the government will settle it through probate. So we must all ask ourselves, do I want the government to decide how my minor children get their inheritance and where my assets go, and then charge my heirs probate and court fees to make that happen? Or do I want to protect my family from probate and steward the resources that God has entrusted to me by determining how the assets that I leave behind will be used? Find out what you need to know and do to protect your heirs at a free webinar with His Faithful Stewards. This free webinar will discuss wills and trusts and help you understand it all. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and find the link for webinars. There's a place there under webinars where you can sign up. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com and the link to webinars. hisfaithfulstewards.com.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
Saji Lucas grew up in South India without Christ, but when he trusted the Savior, his Hindu family disowned him. His witness brought his entire family to Christ and led to the founding of Mission India, which trains hundreds of village missionaries each year. For a free copy of Saji's biography, Transformed for a Purpose, and to learn more about Reaching Indians Ministries International, visit remi.org. That's remi.org.
I was so high and I was so drunk that I couldn't walk. I couldn't even stand up. I collapsed in my garage, and then I awoke 2 days later in the hospital. I heard about Teen Challenge. I came here, and this place has shown me that it truly does care. That's when everything changed.
At Adult and Teen Challenge, we provide hope and healing for a new drug-free future. And you can find the center nearest you at 855-END-ADDICTION or teenchallengeusa.org. Freedom from addiction starts here.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
And we're talking about having a plan, of building a spending plan, with Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com. And Roxanne has helped a lot of people develop a spending plan, which includes a variety of things. It includes your income. It includes your outgo. It includes your savings toward retirement. It will include good debt and bad debt for most of us. And I would assume, Roxanne, it would also include a plan for paying off that bad debt. That would be a normal assumption, wouldn't you think?
Yes, it would be.
So now what else would you include in that, shall we call it, spending plan?
Well, it's actually more of a financial plan that I'm thinking of. A spending plan is just one piece of that financial plan.
Okay.
But so one other thing is, when we look at different insurances that might be needed, we do that as well to determine what the individual or the family you're working with might need. We help them do some price checking, you know, on some insurances if they haven't done that for a while. Then we help them put missing insurances in place. I mean, when we're looking at a family with children, it can be especially important to have life insurance. If the Lord calls a parent home unexpectedly, how will that family pay their bills with the parent gone? If it could jeopardize their home or their standard of living, then life insurance is critical.
And, you know, we've been reminded just by that disaster that took place in down in Central Texas of the fact that we are not to assume about tomorrow because we don't know what a day will bring forth. Danny Webster checked out our statistics. The total fatalities, 129 as of the top of this hour, and approximately 170 people are still missing. We want to pray for those individuals, lift those up in prayer. But Roxanne, to me, that's a great reminder of the importance of making sure that you have a will, you have a living trust, and there's an opportunity to learn more about that. This free webinar about will awareness and living trust, that's at 5 p.m. this coming Tuesday, July 15th, and that would be at 6 p.m. Central Time. There is a tab where you can sign up for the webinar at HisFaithfulStewards.com. Once again, that's HisFaithfulStewards.com. By the way, that website is also where you can schedule a free time to talk with Roxanne about your own personal financial plan that, as Roxanne mentioned, should include a spending plan. Now, Roxanne, this sounds like good biblical planning. It fits in with the reference you mentioned in Proverbs 27:23 that reminds us to be diligent to know the state of our flocks and herds, and in our case, our spending plans, our retirement accounts, our income and our outgo. So what comes after this?
Well, next, we have to look at investments and retirement planning. We look at what goals the investment is going to serve and the different savings vehicles that are available. We at His Faithful Stewards also specialize in helping people invest their money for retirement in accounts that are not in the stock market, and they never lose their principal. They're guaranteed never to lose the principal. So we work with plans that in the past now have averaged 8 to 13% over the last 10 years. Now, the past doesn't guarantee the future. It's just the only thing we have to work with, but we work with ones that have had at least that average of 8%, and they've averaged 8 to 13. But we also help people look at other types of investments that are also not high risk.
Yeah, very important to look into those, and Roxanne would be glad to talk with you individually about those. And if you have a question tonight about a spending plan, maybe about an overall financial plan, the number to call is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. And Roxanne, I've heard you mention this before, that you have a very strict criteria for the companies you work with, and there are three things, as I recall. Now, the laws of repetition, laws of learning are repetition, repetition, repetition. So maybe you could remind us of the criteria that you use for companies that you will help people invest in.
Yes, and I will tell you, because there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of similar type of vehicles out there, but they don't meet our criteria. I mean, the first one of those is that, as far as I can tell and as deep as I'm able to dig, the companies that I'm working with are being biblically responsible in how they're making their money and how they're using it. The second thing is we look at their averages over the last 10 years, and the policies we're looking at that we're considering using, they have to have averaged 8% or more over the last 10 years. The ones we work with the most are in that 8 to 13% category. And then the last thing has to do with financial strength. The financial strength of that company has to demonstrate that taking into account all of the assets and all of the obligations they have, even the obligations that they've moved into other sub-companies, when that's all said and done, we're looking for companies that have higher assets than they do have obligations.
And you've mentioned the fact that there are some companies that will offload certain liabilities into sub-companies so that those liabilities don't show up and their ratios look good. That is something that you have understood how to research, but I would think that's not something the average person is very good at researching.
No, it's not something that's easy to find. Most people will rely on some of your major rating organizations, but the major rating organizations are not digging any deeper than the spreadsheets that they see within the company, and so they don't see all of those assets that have been moved offshore or into other sub-entities.
Offshore even. Okay. So important to remember what Roxanne looks at for companies that they recommend investing in. Are they biblically valued? Do they have consistent values that are tied into biblical values? Basically gained an average of 8% or more over the past 10 years? And do they demonstrate financial strength even through the ratios that include any subcategories? Roxanne, there is one category that we have not mentioned yet tonight, and I know people don't like to hear the word tax, but does tax planning play a part in looking for the kinds of accounts you recommend?
Yes, absolutely it does. I mean, one of the saddest things that I see when people come to me, all the time, is people were not advised well about Roth accounts. A Roth account is the only kind of account that will not have to be taxed when it's withdrawn. So basically, all of your growth in that account will be tax-free. So the money going into a Roth account's already been taxed. But that huge benefit from the Roth account, that you're never going to have to pay taxes on what comes out, is critically important for retirement. It can be a real value to have funds that you don't have to pay taxes on when you get to your retired years. I mean, too often people's financial planners are so focused completely on the tax savings for today, and they totally overlook the importance of having some tax protection in their retirement like a Roth offers.
Seems to me that maybe this is a generalization, but if a person has a normal IRA, not a Roth, but a normal IRA, the most prudent thing to do would be looking at rolling that into a Roth IRA, even if they would have to pay some taxes when they do that, in order to avoid taxes 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road on a much larger amount. Would that be an accurate assessment?
It depends on a person's age, because there is a five-year look back that it has to be in there for 5 years in order to maintain that tax protection. So if somebody's going into retirement, it's probably a little late to do that, unless they will just want to take some of those funds, just some of the funds, and put them over there for growth. But with the but if somebody's younger, to move some of that into a Roth, to roll it over, even if they do it, piecemeal over the years and pay those taxes, it's really important to at least maximize what you can get out of a Roth.
Now, I want to add one other thing to our list of issues that we're covering here. I would think a financial plan ought to include something about giving. Do you typically work with people, especially people who have Christian faith, about the importance of giving in a financial plan?
Well, yes. When we put together the financial plan, that's actually the first category we have on our spending plan is giving. Now, we're not, it's not our job to pressure people into doing anything in regards to that. We just do bring that to people's awareness and call their attention to the fact that, that is part of the Christian lifestyle. And so if they, we've added it to the spending plan so that that doesn't get overlooked.
Yeah, my experience as a pastor has been, if people don't plan to give, they often fail to give. And so I think that's a very appropriate thing. Now, is there anything else that would go into a financial plan?
Well, yes. I mean, the last thing is the estate planning. I mean, a lot of people think that estate planning is only for the really wealthy, but nothing could be farther from the truth. If when we graduate to heaven, you want to leave the resources that God entrusted to you in a way that honors God, and the way that you feel like He would have you leave them, then that has to be spelled out in a plan. Otherwise, the state law is going to determine where things go, and the courts are going to be in charge of that. So, if you wanted to leave money to a ministry, it's never going to happen.
Very important to keep in mind. And remember, Roxanne and her team at His Faithful Stewards are hosting a free webinar about will awareness and living trust. Fits right into what we're talking about here. That will be at 5 p.m. this coming Tuesday, July 15th. That's at 6 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Mountain Time. There is a tab on the website, the webinar tab at His Faithful faithfulstewards.com. That is also the place where you can go to sign up for a time to talk with Roxanne. You can follow the links on the website to the scheduler to set up a good time to talk, and there is no charge for that conversation, or you can call the office to set up a time. The link to schedule, the phone number are both located on that website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Again, that's hisfaithfulstewards.com. And when we come back from our break, we're going to take a phone call or two. And so I want to encourage you, if you have a question for Roxanne, this would be a good time to get that call in. The toll-free number is 855-586-5433. Once again, encouraging all of our Encouragement Live listening family to pray for those who are affected, those who families of those who lost their lives in the terrible flooding that happened the early morning hours of the 4th of July down in Central Texas, Kerrville, Kerr County, and even expanded to other areas of Central Texas there. We appreciate very much your remembering those in prayer, and there are ways that you can give to help meet needs there, and be sure that if you are giving, you're giving to a legitimate charity. Our number again is 855-586-5433.
Do you have an extra car taking up valuable space in your driveway? Let Encouragement Live take it off your hands. It's easy, free, and best of all, tax deductible. Get your driveway back and keep Encouragement Live rolling so more people can bridge the gap between their faith and everyday life. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. That's 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
What did Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer have in common? They all trained to preach God's Word at Dallas Theological Seminary, and you can train at DTS too. If you've been called to preach or teach God's Word, find a degree or course that's right for you on one of our campuses or online at dts.edu. Dallas Theological Seminary, where they teach truth and love well. Visit dts.edu.
The older people grow, the more important it is that they have savings that are not at risk in the stock market.
Here's an important warning from Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I've seen many people in their 50s that have all their savings still in a 401k or some other market-based account that is fully at risk of loss.
Roxanne and her team offer practical financial counsel to people from all age groups.
It could be that they need to start saving for the future in retirement, or maybe they've already done those things and they just need to be good managers of what God's given them and get their money to where it can grow well but won't be at risk of loss in the stock market. Or maybe they need to get a will or a trust in place to protect their family from the cost and stresses of probate.
You can schedule a free and confidential time to talk with Roxanne at her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Just follow the links on the website to set a good time to talk, or you may call the office to set a time. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com. Good to have you with us tonight on Encouragement Live as we move into our final segment. And we're delighted to have those of you now listening over Lonesome Road Radio. Roxanne Intermule, I may not have told you about this new release of our program on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 a.m. Central, 8:30 p.m. Central. Lonesome Road Radio has been heard by over 8 million truckers. Now, here's a loaded question. Do truckers need to have a financial plan?
Yes, they do. Everybody needs to have a financial plan. If you don't plan, it doesn't happen.
All right. If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. Very important to keep that in mind. Let's go to the phones. Kenny is listening in Alabama. Good to hear from you, Kenny. Go ahead.
Oh, I have one question for Roxanne. I have been a pastor for 52 years, and I get a lot of questions from young preachers that are starting out financial planning wise. What would be your best suggestion to a young man that's just been called to preach, just been ordained, maybe pastoring his first church, and a lot younger than I am? I know what I did, but I don't know what would be the best course. Some have asked me about opting out of Social Security. So, Roxanne, what's your best advice to a young preacher that I could give to them?
Great question, Kenny. Thank you. Roxanne?
Yeah, thank you, Kenny. I will tell you, it's a little bit of a challenge to answer the question because the variables can be quite different from one church to another as far as what churches are providing. And so, but the one thing, you know, the one thing I would advise anyone is first get that emergency plan in place. Get those emergency funds there, have them ready to go, and then start to do some saving. Then look at the insurance needs for your family. If they're, you know, if you've got a single gentleman, it's going to be, you know, a different look than it is if you're a gentleman with a family. The gentleman's got a family, then, you know, taking a look at life insurance right about that point is also really important. You know, you just don't know what the future holds and when God's going to call us home.
That is right.
Yeah. You know, another thing that occurs to me that's very important, and churches, many churches are aware of this, but not all, and that is that you can designate a portion of a pastor's ministry under parsonage allowance. Now, I'm not a tax professional, but I've talked to a lot of them on the radio, and Roxanne is one of those individuals who knows about this kind of thing. But the church has to designate the amount of a parsonage allowance. What that does is, if you're on Social Security, you will still have to pay Social Security, but the reality is you will not pay income tax on that portion that's designated. And I would encourage you, if you have specific questions about that, talk with your tax professional. But Kenny, I would think, and Roxanne, you hopefully would agree with this, that would be something that as a church considers calling a pastor, they would take a look at that and make sure they understand what's the best thing they can do for the pastor.
Yes, I think so too. And it is important, like you said, I think, for the pastor to have a conversation with a tax person. It's like, I know little bits and pieces about some of these things because I work with people on them.
Right.
But the fact is, there's a lot of things for pastors that I become aware of when I work with pastors that I hadn't previously known, that kind of varies from state to state and situation to situation. So it's really important that a young pastor early on connect with an accountant to be sure that they are maximizing everything they can to their best ability.
You know, it was about 40 years ago that I was in ministry and connected up with Keller and Owens in Kansas City, and they've worked with me. They've also worked with Encouragement Communications, and Greg Owens has been a great friend, and I just so much appreciate him. And he's somebody that has actually listened to my radio program, Roxanne, while he was working on people's income tax during tax season. And that's a pretty encouraging thing to know that you're actually ministering to somebody who may be working on your income tax at that time.
Yeah.
Kenny, I'm so glad you called us tonight. I want to pray for you and thank the Lord for your ministry, and also pray for those young pastors. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to talk with Kenny tonight. Thank you for his years of faithful service to you. Lord, for the impact that he's had on so many lives for Christ. And Lord, I pray for young pastors that he may be encouraging and mentoring and working with, that you would help them to get good, wise financial advice. Maybe even some of them need to get in touch with Roxanne and put together the kind of plan that would help their family get off to a good start. And Lord, thank you for the ministry that Kenny continues to have. May your blessing rest upon him. And also, Lord, bless Roxanne and strengthen her and encourage her as she helps many people with these important issues. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Kenny. Good to hear from you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Indeed. Bye.
855-586-5433. And we're talking about families doing financial plans. And Roxanne, we talked about that final thing, the estate plan. And I think we've all heard about families that have just had terrible fights over an inheritance. Can an estate plan actually help prevent that?
Yes, I mean, it doesn't guarantee it, but if your wishes have been spelled out clearly in a trust or a will, that can go a long way in helping prevent family fights. if it says exactly what your wishes are, if they respect that, then that, you know, there shouldn't be too much fighting about that. In a trust, the courts aren't even involved. With a will, the courts run the process at the direction of your will. Consequently, wills are usually pretty slow to settle. But and keep in mind that your heirs are going to have to fund that entire process up front before they can get anything out of it. Yeah. But nonetheless, you can do a lot to have peace in the family after you pass by spelling out how you want things to go.
Now, it's important to keep in mind that if you have questions about a will, maybe you don't have a will and you need to have one, or you might want to look at the alternative of a living trust. You can get involved in that webinar on will awareness and living trust. It's on Tuesday, the 15th of July, this coming Tuesday, at 6 p.m. Central Time. That would be 5 o'clock on Mountain Time. Would be 7 o'clock Eastern Time. But you can sign up at hisfaithfulstewards.com. And there is a tab on there for the webinar. And even if you already have a will, maybe you've never even thought about living trust, but that might be an option to consider. And that is, Roxanne, you're not trying to sell people on one or the other, but people need to have one or the other of these two instruments in place. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and that's part of what we look at in the webinar is, you know, who needs what. So you basically do your own determination through that, through the webinar.
Now, when you help someone set up a financial plan, what parts of the plan does His Faithful Stewards actually help set up directly?
Well, besides supporting the full processing, you know, the process of planning, HFS helps us several levels. I mean, we help with implementing the insurances and wealth strategies that utilize insurance. We also work with safe investments that have averaged 8 to 13% over the last 10 years and are guaranteed never to lose principal in a market downturn. We also offer a line of pre-1933 gold and silver coins that, you know, don't have to be reported to the government. We also help people with estate planning and having their affairs in order. And lastly, we work with a specialty trust that can eliminate capital gains taxes and reduce self-employment taxes by 90% or more, which is a really good fit for people who are paying five digits or more in taxes.
Maybe we ought to drill down on that last aspect a little bit, because I can't help thinking we may have some people who are paying a huge amount in self-employment taxes. You're talking about a 90% reduction. That almost sounds too good to be true, but in reality it isn't, because I've heard you talk about it before. Give us a little bit more comprehensive look at that aspect of this planning.
Well, we work with a trust that is about 75 years old. It actually has a copyright on it, and that's one of the reasons it's not, you know, very widely distributed. But it's a 75-year-old trust that utilizes a specific IRS code that actually eliminates a lot of those taxes and makes them non-taxable. And so with self-employment taxes, it can be 90% or more, to be quite honest. It's 90% is kind of the low end.
Yeah, I would encourage you, if you want to talk with Roxanne about this, you may be in that self-employment tax bracket where you're spending more money with the government than you would really like to. You can set up an opportunity to talk with Roxanne. It will not cost you anything. She's not going to twist your arm about anything, but you can learn more about these things. She mentioned the pre-1933 gold and silver coins, the estate planning options that she has, this specialty trust that can eliminate capital gains taxes and literally reduce self-employment taxes by 90% or more. And again, if you're paying five digits or more in taxes, this is something that would benefit you to at least learn about. And you can schedule a time to talk with Roxanne at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Go to the website. You'll find a tab there for scheduling. Or if you are not one of those people who is a real used to working with those scheduling pieces of software, there's a phone number there, and you can call that number. Roxanne, I want to come back to one thing in closing, and that is those three criteria that you mentioned that you feel like are so important, that all the investments that you recommend have to have these fit these three criteria.
Sure. The first one is, as far as I can tell, and as deep as I'm able to dig, the companies that we work with are biblically responsible in how they're making and using their money. The second thing is that their averages over the last 10 years, when we look at them, those averages have been 8% or more. What we're working with has been 8 to 13%. And then the third one has to do with the strength of that company. That company has to have greater assets than they have obligations, and that has to take into account not only what's on the books that normal rating companies look at, but we use an organization that digs much wider and deeper to everything that they owe, including things that they have, you know, moved off of the books and moved into sub-entities and offshore accounts and things like that. And so when all of that is considered, they still need stronger assets than they have obligations.
Keep in mind the scripture we mentioned at the beginning of the program, Proverbs 21:5, the plans of the diligent lead to profit. Roxanne, thank you so much for talking with us about the importance of these plans. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And thank you, friend, for joining us tonight for Encouragement Live.